joining us. Well, joining us on the Vision Home Loans news line, it is Tracy Marquez with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Tracy, we've been talking about it for so many weeks now, this ongoing labor shortage that we've been seeing not only here in Southern Colorado, but really it's a nationwide trend. And how are things going on the ongoing battle to get those jobs filled and people back into the workforce?
Yeah, good morning. Yes, there's a lot of opportunities to get people back into the workforce, and more importantly, getting them the skills that they need to fill the open jobs that we currently have in our community. In the Pikes Peak region, we have over 20,000 open positions, and I'm sure that doesn't surprise anyone, but really, what are the skills needed for those open positions? And we have opportunity here at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center to help pay for the training to meet the skills need of the employers. So there's a lot of opportunity that we have coming up in the next 6 months or so to really help people get the skills and the certifications that they need to fill these jobs.
And when you're talking about training, is that for training that is being offered by, you know, through the auspices of businesses, or is this something that someone could seek on their own?
It is something that someone can seek on their own. If someone is looking to go into, let's say, CDL training, they would like to get their commercial driver's license, they can come to the Workforce Center on their own. They'll work with one of our navigators to kind of help navigate them through the system, and then we're able to assist and pay for the tuition for them to get their CDL. A lot of that we can do with radiology technicians, sterile techs. There's a lot of different training that we can do, and it's customer's choice for us. It's not something that we decide or the Pikes Peak Workforce Center does. We go to third-party training providers and education institutions to do this.
And it certainly seems like this is a reflection of something of a labor crunch.
You know, it really is. When, you know, the pandemic hit and people lost their jobs, you know, they look at the skills that they had. We've talked, you know, numerous times about the transferable skills, what skills you had on your old job that transfer to your new job. But some of these other positions that are open, you really need a dedicated certification or training specifically for that job. And that's where this funding can come in, is to help you get that training you need. And you may want to pivot and go to a different type of industry than you were in before.
And you mentioned, you know, that pivot and transferring. How common has that been as the ongoing pandemic recovery has been underway?
You know, I think it has been greater than what we realized. I think people really sat back during the pandemic and really reevaluated where they were, where they are, where they're going, you know, not being around family. And, you know, there's a lot that happened during the pandemic. And people are really trying to think differently as far as what do I want to do next? Where do I want to go next? We also have interest and aptitude assessments that people can take to help them figure that out too.
And what are some of the biggest areas that you see the most openings for and the highest demand for jobs here in the Pikes Peak region?
You know, right now we're still seeing a lot in the hospitality, tourism industry. Those are very much in demand, especially during the summer season. We're still seeing a lot in healthcare. There's a lot of healthcare positions that are open, and then also IT cybersecurity. In cybersecurity, there's some specific training that you have to get to be an ethical hacker or something else in that realm, and we can help you with those too.
Okay, sounds great. Again, if people want to find out more information, they can actually visit you in person, correct?
That's correct. We are at a temporary location near the Citadel Mall. We're at 1049 North Academy. It's on the intersection of Galley and Academy. We'd be happy to see you.
Great. And if they want to see you virtually, the best way is ppwfc.org, correct?
That's it. Thank you.
Tracy Marquez, always a pleasure to talk to you with Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
Thank you. Have a great day.